Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. We're back, Marks and Reese, a top five coming up in a second. Just wanted to pass this along, and it's per John Heyman that the Yankees game is in doubt because five of their coaches tested positive for COVID. They were also vaccinated, according to John Heyman. So Yankees have five coaches with COVID, all had been vaccinated. Most of them were asymptomatic. So just... very strange. Normally, you think that it's that everybody's vaccinated, everything's going to be fine, and
were they fully vaccinated?
I hope not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would let everybody know that they had COVID, even though they've been vaccinated. Not through you. I mean, the Yankees.
Yes,
that could send a bad message out there to the.
Yes, that's what I'm reading. It. Like,
my first thought is, hold on, I've been vaccinated too. You mean to tell me?
Yes. No, it's supposed to be, like, through just reading about it, it's, like, supposed to be a very small percentage of people that can still get it, and most of the time they're you know, very mild symptoms.
But meanwhile, five coaches showed up with it.
That's the opposite of it being very rare. Jeez, man. Anyway, okay. Let's get to Jack's top five at five. Jack? All right, Fritz, what do you got?
So, happy 41st anniversary to the Dr. J up and under move.
Oh, man. Oh,
yes.
Man. It's an iconic move.
Unbelievable.
Also, yeah. One of the most overrated plays in the history of the NBA. His layup at the end in that game was actually better and actually won the championship. The up and under move has been done 1,000 times. It's been done a thousand times now. Yes, exactly.
Not back then.
No, I know. At the time, it was fine.
But Jack doesn't want to acknowledge that 41 years ago, nobody else
had
ever done that.
Yeah, nobody else was doing that.
Right, right.
So I decided today to rank the top five most overrated sports plays of all time. Now, full disclosure, the Dr. J up and under move is not under there, not in the top five. So I found five more that are also just as overrated as that play.
Okay, all right.
Number five is the Philly special.
Philly special.
Starts off with the Philly special.
It was at halftime. If this was the fourth quarter that happened, it would not be an overrated play. But since it's the first half, I can't possibly think anything else, but that's an overrated play. People talk about it more than they talk about the Brandon Graham strip sack, which is a far more important play. The Zach Ertz touchdown was far more important. The Philly special was the fourth most important play from
that game. So the Brandon Graham sack obviously was very important, and it's the biggest defensive play in Eagles history, but... Tom Brady doesn't necessarily have to throw a touchdown on the next pass, too. It is possible that the Eagles would have won without that play happening. So to call
But we'll never know.
We'll never know, in part because the Philly special scored 6 points instead of no points. And, like, very important in the game, Jack. So you're an idiot.
And that's why I'm putting it at five and not higher, because it should be higher. Because we all know what Doug really wanted to call there, which is a speed left option.
And Nick saved the day, yes. Yes, he did. Yep.
Speed left option.
Yep. Number four is the Jordan midair layup. One of the, like, it's
just switching to the hands.
Oh, it was so pointless. Just lay the ball up. I mean, seriously. First off, 91 finals, I get it. But it's the way it's talked about, it's like, oh, one of the most gravity-defying plays ever. Like, come on.
Jordan Sweat.
Kind of agree with him on this one.
Yeah, I won't argue with you with that either.
And the funny thing is, I actually felt this 40 years ago or 30 years ago when it happened.
Right, and I'm just watching it live right now. Yeah, he totally didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
And also, Jordan, I don't know if this makes your list too, but when during one of the dunk contests where he had to go back to the well to do
the foul line,
it wasn't even impressive then.
No.
It's like, all right, it's already been done. Like, just stick your tongue out and everybody loves it. And that's what he did. All right,
we're ripping Michael on this show.
That's
not a bad one.
I almost put the shot that he got over Craig Elo, who wouldn't even sniff a roster in this day and age, but whatever. Number three, I have the Derek Jeter flip to get Jason Giambi at the plate. One of the most overrated plays in the history of baseball. Probably would have been out even if that ball didn't get cut off by Derek.
There's only one other player that would have done that play in baseball history, and his name's Chase Utley.
Oh, two heady players.
Oh.
I still think he was safe.
Probably wasn't. If they did a replay review, he's probably safe.
Or if he slides.
I'm like, yeah, if he slides, he's definitely safe.
And that's Jeremy Giambi, right?
Yes. Yep.
Former Philly.
Yep. Former Philly great.
We got the wrong one.
Not bad so far, Jack. I mean, that first one is ridiculous, but the next two you had, I'm okay with.
All right. Well, let's get ready for number two. Number two, second most overrated sports play of all time, the Willie Mays catch. I know it was his 90th birthday. But, I mean, seriously, he went back like 10 yards and caught it over his head. Let's relax.
Polo grounds, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 520 feet to center field.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he went back on it like a normal center fielder went back on it. He didn't have to. It was he went off and caught it over his shoulder. Like,
not back in those days. That wasn't normal to see.
I know, but as time moves on, we have to advance the conversation. And the Willie Mays catch is unbelievably overrated.
All right. There you have it.
And number one is obviously the catch by Dwight Clark. I mean, Chad Lewis could have made that catch. He was barely even off the ground. Get out of here with the catch.
Yeah, but it's more about the point in the game.
Exactly.
Then it was a great
nimcompoop
catch.
Yes.
You're such an idiot. It wasn't the greatest catch. It was the start of the 49ers dynasty.
Get off the ground. Any NFL player can make, even Tebow. Tebow could have made the Dwight Clark catch.
No, hell no, he couldn't. Or the throw. He couldn't do any of that out there that happened in that game. Get the Philly special off the list. That doesn't deserve to be on this list. I actually like the other ones. You ended with on a sour note. It's a bad note. The Dwight Clark, the catch.
Oh, get out of here.
It's not an overrated play. I tell you a play that should have been in your top five.
What?
So overrated. That block that LeBron James got.
Oh, stop.
So overrated.
They didn't win the finals without that.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, the block happened with like 3.5 minutes left to go in the game.
You think it was with 10 seconds left.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was the game-winning shot block that he made. And then, most importantly, if it wasn't for J.R. Smith forcing Iguodala to double-clutch the shot, LeBron wouldn't have had the chance to block the shot. So give J.R. Smith credit as well.
All right, well, there you have it.
That's an overrated play, that LeBron James block.
Top 5 at 5.
By the way, your king ain't playing tonight.
No.
Well, he's finally buying into the load management thing. He's ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
He is definitely sitting out for the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he is. Yeah, whatever. Actually, let's make that our Twitter question for the 5 o'clock hour, brought to you by Mark Schulers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim and Mark Schulers in Montgomeryville and support the home team. You will not regret it. Online, mark-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert, Mark Schulers in Montgomeryville. Overrated. How did you term it, Jack? Overrated sports?
Play.
All right, what are some other ones? 215-592-9494. It was the Aaron Rowan. Was that an overrated play, Jack?
No, it's a Philly guy.
All right, I agree. You called Dr. J the iconic up and under, overrated. What about the dunk?
The rock, the baby to sleep.
Yeah, that's a cool move. The up and under, I mean, I've seen it 1,000 times. Come on.
The up and under is more impressive than the rock the baby dunk. You have it wrong. Like,
normally this list is wrong.
Yeah, I know, but like that. What are you talking about? It's 1980, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're whatever. 215-592-9494. Let's go to our buddy Chris in Pensauken. Hi, Christopher.
What's up, boys?
Hey, bud.
What's up, Chris?
Ike, I need a favor.
Hook him up, Jack.
Yeah.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I guess not there. I need a double because the Sixers will be number one seed by 10 p.m. tonight, and I am tickled pink. I ain't being all negative, man. We ain't been number one in a long time, so I'm taking it.
Mm.
And Joel Embiid is looking like he's going to be a beast. The only team I'm scared to get scared of is the Bucks. I ain't scared of the Nets. I'm scared of the Bucks. Ever since they got that guard that used to play for us, and they're playing good.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Like this is the year that the Bucks aren't the hunted, right? Like last year, year before, it was like, no, you got to go through Milwaukee and the Bucks. Everybody forgot about them this year. It's a good point.
And then so did I. Watched them all night. I'm like, well, they have some defenders that can actually need a double team and beat them. That's who the Nets going to put on them beat? Four dudes. I don't think they're going to score 115, 120 on the Sixers. But, Johnny, yep. I totally agree with you. I agree with both of you guys today. I got to tell you, man, I'm not anointing my starter. I get it, Ike. I understand it for, you know, him feeling a little bit more at ease. But I think you're right, too. I think they see a Tyrod Taylor. I think they shot their over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that kid, I like him. I hope he thrives. I watch a lot of college football, just like you, Ike. And I can't see that kid throwing a 20-yard out from the hashes in the pros. I just can't see it.
We haven't seen it.
You're
right.
And, you know me, I was a Carson guy, but I wasn't, you know, in the LLTB. I loved them. But I got to tell you, these guys, they're still calling up for the witch hunt on him, man. He's going to go to Indy, stone him in the middle of the city. I mean, it's insanity. You know what it's like, Ike and John? It's like that girl that you knew she was going to break up with you, but you broke up with her first. You told all your boys you dumped her, and you're just killing her all summer long because you don't have nothing to do, and she's down wild with hooking up with all your boys. And that's what's happening, man. Love you guys, and let's what? Let's go Sixers, baby. 10-9-8-76ers. Let's hear the music. Let's go.
Yes, there he is.
Love it. Okay.
So, Kristen Pensalkin, we were talking about it earlier where there doesn't seem to be a lot of buzz. The 76ers, with a win tonight, clinched the East.
Yeah, by the way, the Pacers are sitting out half the team.
Yeah.
So, they're playing another exhibition game tonight.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to see a couple of them before the end of the season. Four games left at Indiana tonight, at Miami, two home against Orlando. So they're going to be the number one seed. And, I mean, I don't know if it's because, you know, we're not the most positive on the 76ers. At least I'm not the most positive on the 76ers. A number one seed is a number one seed. I mean, it's something to feel good about. Like Chris said, it hasn't been done in a long time.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think that I've fallen into the trap of once the playoff series gets started, you love the series because, you know, it's much different than regular season games, and you always get some type of a fight or a guy that you hate on the other team. It'll be fun, but it's almost like you have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, like, and I'm worried that they're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think once the playoffs obviously start, I think momentum will start to slowly build as they go through the first round, get through the second round, and we start to anticipate a potential Eastern Conference matchup against either Milwaukee or Brooklyn. Like, that's when the excitement will be at a fever pitch, right? Like, that's when we're going to be going nuts, because now you're looking at June. You're looking at the middle of June. And if the Phillies aren't playing well at that time, all of our attention will be on the Sixers. All of our attention will be on the Sixers. So, I know some fans get a little perturbed that we don't necessarily focus in on them and try to capitalize on the Sixers playing well right now. And we react to what the fans sort of tell us what they want. And the fans right now aren't saying they're clamoring for Sixers talk. Sixers fever.
We get caught up with like, just like everybody else does.
Yeah.
It's just not.
It's not there.
It's not there. Nope.
Not there. So we can't force it.
Nope. No, we're certainly not going to.
No.
Let's go to Inge. Inge, what's up, brother?
Yo, you guys ever think about why that excitement isn't there? Is this Sixers team similar to the Eagles of 17, where even though they were winning and they had that number seed locked up, there wasn't that much excitement, obviously, because when Wentz went down. But besides that, there wasn't that. I don't know what it is. I mean, you got.
There wasn't excitement in 2017.
I don't think people were hesitant to really hang on to that team. They didn't think that.
Not after the Carolina game.
Super Bowl.
Not after the. I would disagree. Yeah, I mean, maybe early on.
He's talking about after Wentz got
injured. Number one seeds, but I'm saying there isn't that excitement. And I think the problem is this. I think you have to go back to that 08 Phillies team where the people have that attachment to the players. I think that's what's missing.
Well, we don't have an attachment to this Sixers team. We don't know these guys. I mean, Tobias has been here for 3 years.
I'm saying that they're homegrown. A lot of these guys are homegrown, but I don't know where that excitement is. And I thought maybe it's because, you know, initially it's because we can't beat the Nets, which I believe we can. Like, I would be seriously disappointed if they didn't win a championship this year. Looking at this league sucks right now. The NBA has to be the worst in, what, 50 years right now. I'm watching this, and they're doing a great job of promoting it. I mean, this league sucks, but they're promoting
those two guys. So is this an NBA regular season problem?
And Westbrook. That's what they're promoting. And the entire, if you look at that, the Sixers should be the favorite to win this whole thing.
Well, listen, Iggy, you're right when you're talking about what the NBA has to do and what they're doing right now and trying to promote what Westbrook just did by breaking Oscar Robertson's all-time triple-double record. Steph Curry, thank God for Steph Curry.
Because
But here's the thing, though, and appreciate the call, Iggy. Like, I don't find what Steph Curry is doing boring.
Me neither.
I love Steph Curry. Love watching him play. As a matter of fact, if I had to list five things that excited me about this NBA season, obviously the Sixers would be at the top. But the fact that Steph Curry returned to stardom, like there was this underneath the surface sort of narrative starting to be built out there about Steph Curry now that Durant is gone, Klay Thompson is injured. What about Steph? Yeah, he don't look so good now. He looks like a regular. No, that team stinks. Steph Curry still gets you 30 a night, and he's leading the league in scoring. So that lets you know Steph Curry ain't went nowhere. He didn't get carried anywhere. He didn't need – yeah, he needs teammates to win a title. But as far as individual greatness, how many guys other than Westbrook has been doing anything – on a nightly basis that's historical, that you haven't seen. So as a basketball fan, I'm happy to see what Steph Curry has been doing. LeBron's been hurt all year. Mm-hmm. AD's been hurt. The Brooklyn Nets have taken turns being injured all year. Kawhi injures himself just load managing, right? So he sits out. The stars don't play in the NBA every night anymore.
Yep.
Right? So watching Steph do what he's doing this year, I'm enjoying it. How many other performances are we getting on a nightly basis that you want to wake up and watch the highlights from the next
There's
morning?
One thing you can pretty much –
Embiid was doing it too for a while.
Before he got hurt.
Yeah,
right.
He was doing it for a while too.
But to your point, what can you really count on a game-in and game-out basis in the NBA with so many players? Like, yeah. Listen, if they're playing 82 games, most players are playing what? How many? 70?
70.
Right, like 70 games, right? So and when they're kind of alternating who's sitting out – if you want to watch a game and you're staying up for a TNT game or whatever, and now you're like, well, hold on, like this player isn't playing,
this guy
that player isn't playing, that guy's not playing. Like, why the hell am I watching? And Steph Curry, night in and night out,
he's there,
and he's shooting.
Yep, I mean shooting at a historical pace.
It is unbelievable. I mean, I think you make a legit case that he's the MVP. I know he's not going to win it.
They putting him in. He's in there. He's
in
the conversation.
They're trying.
And then you got the Suns and the Jazz. The two best records in the NBA. Like, come on, man. You know we're not following the Suns and the Jazz.
No. Come on. Nope. Got a door and window. Buy any window or door. Get the second at 50% off plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Got a Door and Window today. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We already spoke with Wade and Chester today. Here is another Wade and Chester, our buddy Wade and Chester. Wade, what's up, bud? How are you?
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Yo.
What up, Wade?
It's funny, right, that everybody that's talking about the Hurts with 11 wins was the driving the bandwagon or the Hate the Winks thing and stuff. Like,
oh, you noticed that too, huh?
Yeah, they call up here to talk about Hurts going to do something because they hate Winks so much. They think when people give their opinion about Hurts, it's understand what the Eagles are doing. Mm-hmm. That's because y'all hate Wink so much, and that's the way y'all go about how y'all give y'all opinions and stuff. They think that we hate Hurts. We don't hate Hurts. I like Hurts. I'm with Hurts. I want Hurts to do good. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'm with Marks, man. We ain't got to give him nothing. Let him earn everything. And they didn't draft him to be no starter. It blew up in their face. They didn't want Wentz to go. They would have been traded him. All of it blew up in their face. That's why we're doing all this crazy stuff. But that's cool, though, because I wanted Wentz to go. We tanked the Redskins game so we can get a quarterback. We tried to move up. We couldn't do that. They've been trying to – they want Watson. Like, come on, because they tried to get Winston. I mean, Russell Wilson. You know what happened? Jeffrey Lurie, the one that paid Wentz, that gave him the money, so that's why how we don't get in trouble, he the one who drafted Hurts. They went against the board. They're like, man, listen, we let what you call it go last time. We let Russell Wilson go. We're not going to let him go this time. And he might not be paying out to be no Russell Wilson. He probably don't got enough arm strength to make the NFL throws. We don't know, but we can find out this year. Mm-hmm. So I think we're in a good position. And, man, we're going to be good. Like, I'm rocking with the Eagles, man. I'm all the way in. And
We know that way. I'm concerned. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what I'm really concerned with is that they won't necessarily – fully commit to Hurts unless they have to, meaning there's no other choice, which says to me they will eventually be looking to move on from him at some point. I just think it's not the type of environment you want to set that leads to winning. It's really you almost set the tone that everybody is waiting on something better.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to saying this is our guy. And I get it. Those that are like, you know what? He hasn't earned it. They shouldn't say that he's our guy yet. Okay, I guess there's something to that. My only argument against that is you took him in the second round. You told me how good he was, that you couldn't pass on him. Why aren't you committing
and now,
to
and
him?
And now it seems like you don't even want him.
Yeah. Like, that's my thing.
That's eagle-ish for sure. For sure. Overrated sports plays. Jack says that Dr. J's Up and Under is overrated. A couple here at Mark's 3WIP. Jordan's game winner against Utah. He pushed off.
That is not overrated.
So I didn't put that on the list because the steal makes it even more impressive. Like the steal down the other end.
I'm glad you had enough sense to think about the whole play.
Well, listen, you know me. I have to get the full accurate depiction of the game and the story before I make any brash decision. David, top 5 and 5 is very serious.
It is. Jack, he spends a lot of time on it. David Tyree catching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, see, why is that overrated?
How's that
play's
overrated?
Crazy.
It's an amazing play.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was luck more than anything else.
Now, was the Malcolm Butler interception overrated?
No.
I agree.
I don't think so.
No. No, that
game
was
went
the game.
Play.
Yeah, that was that. I mean, that's an iconic Super Bowl moment.
Yeah.
I mean, people still argue about it today. We're saying, they should have ran the ball. Mary for Flutie. Flutie's Hail Mary.
Didn't the guys like fall down in front of him, like in front of the ball?
I mean, it's a Hail Mary. It's luck when you get it, right?
Yeah, that led to the Heisman Trophy.
Well, that's an iconic.
Yeah, it's
play.
A college football play. Yeah.
Someone actually says the catch, Dwight Clark catch. They agree with you. A couple Jeter flips. Minneapolis Miracle.
Wow,
it's a missed tackle. Mike
said
that
was a missed tackle for sure. The Stephon Diggs play.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Kawhi shot.
Wow.
Wow.
The four bouncer.
Yeah.
I got a local one. 4th and 26.
Oh, really? Is that how
week?
We going?
You guys lost the next week.
It don't matter. We lost the next week. We needed that win.
Needed it to lose in another NFC Championship game.
Oh, 4th and 26.
I got
to
be honest.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I'm sick of hearing about 4th and 26.
Hold on. That was the game right there. The actual game.
I know, because someone was a liability for three quarters until he got far.
Oh, man. 215-592-9494.
No, the Packers made a mistake. All that running, they weren't scoring. They weren't doing nothing but eating up clock.
They did that weird fourth down play, right?
Yes. And they didn't go for it on fourth down.
All right, that's what they did. They didn't go for it. Right?
They should have gone for it.
They should have.
Because weren't you sitting there like, they're not, we can't.
Was that
stop
Mike
this.
Sherman?
Yeah, they run the ball over here. It's a first down.
Yep. Game, set, match. Iconic, overrated sports plays. Jack says Dr. J. What do you say? 215-592-9494. Also, a big announcement from the city came out today about attending sporting events. What did they say? We'll get into that next. Then the Marks and Reese text line, your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.